Among my many faults is that I give long hakdamas. That's already became a gelachter. Sometimes the hakdamas can go on for months and months, and I'm aware of that problem, but I can't fix it. I don't know. I've tried, and I do believe that Be'ez Hashem, these hakdamas, over the course of just, I think we just maybe one or two more, we'll start the Sefer Mitzvah Hashem. But these hakdamas are so important for just establishing an avira, a reka, a basis for all that we're going to be doing Mitzvah Hashem over the coming tefillah. The sugi of Hezbollah. And we're going to be coming back to these Yesaidas over the course of the weeks and the months and the years that we're learning. So we're just doing a few tiny little pieces from the Bavli Mishkan Evne, Darchei HaAvoda, that originally came out called Shnita Laz. And what we were talking about in the last shiur, the question was, what's the tachlis of davening? What's the tachlis of davening? We spend a lot of our lives davening, and we understand that it's the most important thing in life. But what's the tachlis of tefillah? There are many things that we're trying to accomplish by davening. We're asking for things. We need things. We're asking. In Ruchnias, our emunah needs so much chizik. Davening is about emunah, hashgacha pratis. But what Rav Schwartz is explaining here, and we need to hold on to throughout our time learning the sugi of his bodidus, is that the nekuda hapnimis of tefillah is one word, nochach. Nochach means to be facing Hashem. Not just at the time of davening, but to live a life of nochach b'nei Hashem. It's a tzuras chayim. It's a different tzura of life. Davening is not something that's three times a day, and then on Shabbos you have Musaf, and on Yom Kippur you have Ne'ilah. Davening is a tzuras chayim of a Jew. Tzuras chayim of a Jew. My mother, she should be well. She's always davening. That's how I grew up. She's always davening. She davens in the Siddur, and then throughout the day, she's always talking to Hashem as Baruch. That's just a tzuras chayim. A lot of that has been lost in our generation. That tzuras chayim of a Jew, to be living in a constant state of Sicha. It's Tu B'Shvat. You know, a Siach means a little tree. There's a reason, what's the connection to davening, speaking to Hashem as Baruch. Ein Sicha el Tvila. To be living in that way, it's a Tzura Sechai. And really, that's what his Bodhidus is tapping into, to bring us into that way of life. So look at Ois Gimel. If you don't have it, then try to concentrate to listen. Hayshat tachlis atvila, ein hasogas tzarchem gashmi ruchnim greina. The tachlis of davening is not just to get things that we need in gashmis and ruchnis. Of course, that's also part of davening. V'loi rak kinyin be'amuna shamakio magi sha'akol mi'ito yisbarach. And davening is also, the tachlis of davening is also not that we should all feel that everything comes from Hashem. We should all recognize that everything comes to Hashem. Therefore, we need refuahs, we turn to Hashem. We need parnasa, we turn to Hashem. Of course, that's true. But what's the ikum akuvan hatfila? And this is unfortunately what's being lost. What's the ikum akuvan hatfila? Etzem hadibur makadosh baruch. The ikum akuvan hatfila is etzem hadibur makadosh baruch. For a Jew, to speak to Hashem. Etzem hadibur makadosh baruch. I mentioned many, many years ago that that this dawned upon me from, you know, it says Vayiftach Hashem, Hashem opened up the pihos in the mouth of the behemah, right? Sometimes you could hear in the strangest places. You can get V'hayoznecha, it says Tishmanach Dov Me'acharecha. You could hear something in a funny way. I remember many, many, many years ago, I was in the subway. This has got to be like 45, 50 years ago. I was on the train. And, you know, in the New York, I don't know what it's like nowadays. I haven't been in the train, Baruch Hashem, in many, many years. But you just have to mind your own business. Because even if you look up, somebody would say, why are you looking at me? Who are you looking at? I remember it happened to me once. I said, I'm not. Who am I looking at? I'm not looking at you. I don't. Well, you're looking at me. I'm not looking at you. So you have to mind your own business in this subway. So I was sitting once, coming back from, I guess, from YU or someplace, and on the seat next to me, over near me, there was a shvester there, a sister with the whole lavush, a nun with the lavush, and she was praying. It was very, very sweet. She had a sweet voice, and she had a certain niggun that she had. I'm telling the truth. It's not. I shouldn't be talking about the, you know, it's not Avodah Zarah, but there was a sweetness. There was a certain masikus, and I was listening to what she was saying, and I said, "Wow, that's really beautiful." And it was Tehillim. She was saying Tehillim, and it struck me how I never thought how beautiful those words are. And the way that she was saying the words was that she was talking to God. Not the way that you know, we said in shul, and I'm sorry to say that we said in shul, and this is sitting there, and she's saying such a masikus, and I'm listening to the words, and I recognize, and I'm translating the words. She's saying it in English, and she sang a capital Tehillim, as I'm a seeker. And I remember thinking that I really have to work on davening to try to. I mean, I learned it from a funny place, but I was thinking how important it is that you're talking to God. Not even to say I'm talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, because once you say Rebbeinu Shalom, it becomes a frumazach, you understand? Talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It already becomes the Asher Yesher Yisrael. I'm talking to God, to the Creator, to the Master of all worlds. That's what davening is. Etzem ha'dima kashbaruch, etzem ha'shut v'simo, that we're together. Etzem ha'argosha shani nimtzili yodo. Davening, the tachlis of davening is for me to feel that I'm mamish with him all of the time. We're together. V'u nimtzili yodi, he's with me. V'u mazon li mamish, and he's listening to me. Dvarim elu mamish hem divrei Chazon Ish b'greisav. And Rav Schwartz purposely does not use Chassidish Makaris for this, even though all of Chassidus is this Nakuda. He knows his customers, and he brings the Chazon Ish, a few Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes in his letters, the letters of the Chazon Ish, b'chlal, the Emunah B'Tochah, the letters of Chazon Ish are poetic, are magnificent. The Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters, Avoda Ne'atzala V'Tfila, the highest, most noble aspect of davening. L'tzayer kamo chai, to paint, to picture, kamo chai, in a lebedik way. Ech shakadosh baruch hu shomeh es siach sifsosein. The Baruch Shalom is listening to what we're saying. Umazin, he goy in halev, and he's paying attention to the thoughts and the utterances of our heart. Chazon Ish, ze guf ha-tachlis ha-tefila. That's the tachlis of davening. Lagil le-ramash l'hakar be-bara yoyis ha-gavot, to reach a higher level of understanding. Hashem, lagil le-ramash l'hakar be-bara yishal noichach. An understanding doesn't mean intellectual understanding. It doesn't mean even tefila. That's all good stuff. All of these things about davening are very, very good. But the ikir is to reach a higher awareness of nochach, of being in his presence, of feeling his presence. That's what davening is, feeling his presence. And that is what challenges a person when he begins to work on his bodhidus. You don't feel that challenge when you're, those who grew up davening in school and in shul, you don't feel that. It's just another shachris min chamar. We just say the words. You don't feel that. With this bodhidus, you can't do that. With this bodhidus, you're going someplace. It could be in your own basement. It could be out in the park or wherever you're going. But when you're in his bodhidus, it begins with that feeling of nochach. Why am I doing this? I mean, we should feel that in shul as well, but unfortunately, we don't. Well, we don't usually, or sometimes we do. Each person is different, but noichach. She'imo chayim mamish echal yad hasheni bli hefsek klal. That I'm living my life together with Hashem bli hefsek klal. Dalit. Devarim me'elu b'yom ha'chaznish b'loshen v'chavim v'fratas this yaseh b'geres nasefes. So the Chaznish writes about this in greater detail in another letter. These are the words of the Chaznish. Eitzah shor b'luchal nefesh ani yadeh. Chaznish says, I have an Eitzah that works for everybody. Eitzah shor b'luchal nefesh. It's a shor b'luchal nefesh ani yadeh. Hamitzias abarius baruch masmedes b'chol nevroim. Hashem's existence is in everything. All that exists. That's soid ha'olam. And that's the secret of the world. But that secret is hidden from those who are just swept along in the current of physical life.
The
Chazni says that it's menuy ugmur kibiyad ha'odem, that it's 100% certain, absolutely true, that it's possible for a human being to turn his heart to Hashem. V'chol shamar b'lotzes mihashekar, to the degree that he's able to get out of the sheker, of the false, of that false image of the world. V'litzayir b'libo tzir amiti, and to imagine in his heart a tzir amiti, a true tzir. That a person is able to attach himself and his thoughts to the cause of all causes. And Hashem is close to all of those who are calling out to him. And karev doesn't just mean karev, lo rak mitzad mili habakasha shel hatfila. The usual way people understand the words karev, Hashem l'chol karev, is that there's a good chance that what I'm asking for, I'm going to get. So what is this? 40%. 60%, there's a good chance. Karev Hashem l'chol karev. What the Chaznis is saying, or Schwartz is explaining, is that no, karev is lo rak mitzad mili habakasha shel tefila, ela etzem mahal hatfila mahal shel kiruv. Karev means I'm close to Hashem. The whole idea of davening is Hashem is telling us, karev Hashem l'chol karev, that Hashem is close to you. You're talking to him, l'chol karev, to all those who are calling out to him, are speaking to him. Karev Hashem l'chol karev. Kiv anafshis l'bo yoylam. V'zeh nachas ruach l'yoytzvei. The Chaznis writes, this is the greatest nachas ruach that Hashem has. Kevin says, I know inyan sichli, this is not an intellectual thing. Ela hasagas ha-nefesh, it's a hasagas ha-nefesh. She'choshe ha-zboretz, when the nefesh, the soul of a Jew, feels the Creator. She'noichachas mamish li'odah, that's there with him. Aval omnam kinor, the Chaznish writes, aval omnam kinor toli b'leiv kol enosh. So he's using the words that we're familiar with David HaMelech. The Chazal tells at the beginning of Brochus, that David HaMelech, he would go to sleep at night, and there was a harp, there was a kina, there was toli, there was a harp, that instrument that was hanging by the window of David HaMelech, the music would play. There's a beautiful song from Michal Shapiro on that music of David HaMelech's harp. That's Mishem will be on Chelik Beis, another album that we need to put out. That harp of David HaMelech that's playing the music, it seems to be playing on its own. So the Chazni says, Omnam kino toli b'leiv kol enosh. There is a harp that's hanging on the heart of all people. B'leiv kol enosh, in the heart of everybody. And the heart delights and enjoys the pleasantness of the music of that harp. The Chazon Ish writes, and how amazing it is. It's the most amazing thing that a human being is able to pour out his heart, to talk to Hashem about all the things that he's worried about. To share his worries before the creator of the world. The way he would to his best friend is what we're learning. And when a Jew does that, Hashem calls this person Yelad Shahashur, my beloved child. There's nothing that gives a parent more nachas. All the parents here know that. That when a child speaks to you in a way that's sincere, that's loving, that's authentic, even if the child is telling you the problems that he has, even if the child is talking to you about what's hurting him, what's worrying him, but he's talking to you in a real way, there's nothing that is more beautiful to a parent. Of course, if the child's talking about things that he's afraid of or that she's worried about, we're afraid and we're worried also. But the fact that the child can open up to you, when parents come and talk to you about the yonim that they're having with the kids, and that the kid told the mother this and told the father that, so I always tell those parents, you're doing great. Because if you have a 15-year-old son and he could tell you, he could talk to you about the things that he's afraid of. He could talk to you about the things that he's worried about. And he doesn't just go like a rat into a hole and hide. He's actually talking to you, especially with boys, girls. You have to stop them from talking so much. But with boys, that the boy should actually talk. And he's telling you that the things that are hard for him, things that are his yetzaharas or his difficulties or his challenges. So the parent thinks that that he's having problems. The parents who are having problems are the ones where the kids don't talk to them at all. Those are the ones who are having problems. They make believe that it's gewaltig because everything must be great. My kid doesn't say anything. So it must be great. And that's when you have real problems, when your kid doesn't talk. But if you're zeichet to have a child that talks to you, it's just a little, tiny little taste of the nachas ruach that Hashem Yisbarach has when we talk to him. There are things that are worrying us, things that we're happy about, things that we're afraid of, things that we're struggling with, problems that we have with him. It was the best thing in the world. I remember I had a whole boxing match with one of my kids, many, many years ago, and it was great. It was great. He was telling me what he was upset with me and what bothered him. I said, let me have it. Other Abba, I don't like when you walk around Nunga Blues and not talking, you're angry. Tell me what's upsetting you. We could argue about it, we could talk about it, I could ask for Mechila. You could ask Mechila, but let's go. Don't hide. His Bodhus is the end of hiding. No more. Because davening in shul or davening at home with the siddur, you could still be the rat in the hole. It's not gunish to say, Yishtabach Baruch Shammah. It means nothing. Chalila, I mean, it shouldn't mean nothing. God forbid. I don't mean it means nothing. Those words mean a lot. But it became just another ritual. Whatever your tzitzis mean to you, whatever your tefillin mean to you, whatever your Shabbos means to you. But his bodhis, you can't hide. Because that's all his bodhis is about, is talking in such a way. And Hashem says, regardless of what the subject is, Hashem says, Yelad Shashu, I'm Yelad Shashu. This is my biggest nachas that my kid talks to. It's the best thing when your kid's talking to you. It's the worst thing when your kid's not talking to you. Hey, Novin, so that was the Chazon Ish. Novin, ki ze kol mohus v'tachas ha'tefillah. We have to understand that is the whole mohus, the whole essence and the tachlis of davening. L'chayis im habayrei. To begin to live with Hashem. lichyasim habar. Lahargish osar liadi. To feel that he's with you. The darbe imai kishem shni medaber im chaveri shnim tzliyadi, and to speak to him the way that I would speak to my friend who's with me. Kain mamrish ladabi makadosh baruch hu, to speak that way with Hashem. Mitoch tchusha amitis belev, mitoch a real honest feeling of the heart. Shani medaber im yedid neman, that I'm speaking to a trustworthy friend. Shema'oid ma'oid roitze l'shmo'o osi, who has nothing better to do in the world than listen to me. Just wants to hear me. Wants to hear what I have to say. Wants to hear what's on my mind. And to help me. Hare elu hei mamish l'shanim shel Ramchal v'chaznish. That's exactly what the Ramchal, right away in the beginning of Mesil Sesham, and then throughout the Sefer is talking about, and the Chaznish in these letters that we're reading, Hamchal kosav kashi yedabi ish el re'ehu v're'ehu makshiv v'shameh elav. The words of the Ramchal, the way that a person speaks to his friend, and his friend is listening, makshiv, means listening very carefully, v'shameh elav. V'chaznish kosav kashi hu mesiach l're'ehu. The Chaznish writes, the way you speak to a friend. The whole Indian Mashiach, it says in Svar, the word Mashiach is a lashon of Sicha. Mashiach is speaking. Sicha, Mashiach. And the Tzaddikim say that the whole Indian, the breast of us, the whole Indian Mashiach is going to teach us how to speak to Hashem. He's going to teach us that we can, each one of us can speak to Hashem. We don't have to wait until Mashiach comes. But the Ikinin of Mashiach, which Rabbi Nachman speaks about in the second Torah, the Ikinin of Mashiach is Tefillah. Dodah Melech and Mashiach is Tefillah. And that's how Rabbi Nachman says, that's how Mashiach is going to conquer the whole world for Hashem as well, is not with anything other than words of tefillah. With words of davening, words of tefillah. Zui hatzura ha'amitis shel ha'tefillah. The tachlis shel ha'tefillah. That's the tachlis of davening, it's real davening. Kol zman shodim espal mavakesh v'chulu v'chulu. As long as a person is davening and is asking for things, etc., and all the other things that davening does and means to him, which is great, and he believes that Hashem can help him, he's the only one that can really help him. The only problem is you don't feel that you actually, he's with you and that you're talking to him. Like speaking to a friend, which is next to you, with all the fancy stuff that you're doing with your davening, you're missing the whole tachlis and the essence of davening. Rakesh adam nigas the tefillah b'tzura nafshis psucha. Only when a person comes to daven in such a way with the nistzura of the soul being of a person being open, whom an honest v'omargish hergish amiti lo dimyoni, and he feels not a dimyon, not a magic. He mamish feels shoharlich ladabir meyedid. That he's going to speak to his best friend. And there's nothing that's more pleasant, that's more enjoyable. Anybody who's in the union of his brothers knows that it's the most enjoyable, wonderful, and most exciting thing in the world. And for those who are not in his brothers, that sounds like the strangest thing. The same way it sounds terrible that you have to show up in shul at 8:30 and you're not going to be finished till 11. And what can we do about that problem? What can we do about that problem? The whole thing is not an idea of talking to Hashem. Because when davening is talking to Hashem, be'emes, and you feel that you're speaking to somebody who's listening and cares and loves you, and he's your most devoted friend and fan, so then you look forward to that. That's the most wonderful time of the day, the time that you spend speaking to such a friend. Then davening is the way it's supposed to be. So now let's explain, how could you come to feel this feeling of Neuchachim HaBorei? How do you come to this? So the truth is, this is the early writings of Rav Schwartz. All of his Svarim are to explain that. Really, all of his Svarim to explain how to come to that inyan of noichach pnei Hashem. How to come to that? Eich efshal agila hagoshas noichach emaboy shatfila tia betsura shel kedavri yishel rei. So we'll just do a little bit, and the mishnah will begin to learn the sefer. Hopefully, we'll be able to start next time or the following time to learn the sefer inside. And his about this im hadam kol yai my minu talk min aboy is baruch shemai. If throughout the entire day, a person is minutak, he is detached from Hashem. V'rag gimel pa'amim b'yoyim, and only three times a day, hubol adabrimo, he has a couple of words, by three times a day, shachas minchem arv, b'emes e'ev shaldar mekash baruch kedav Yisrael, then you'll never come to the kedav Yisrael. It's very unlikely you'll come to be kedav Yisrael. Through shachas minchem arv, that's not going to be kedav Yisrael. Ela tzura satvila, she'odem tzarech l'davin kash baruch hu kol hayom. The tzura of davening is that a person has to speak to kash baruch hu kol hayom. But you have to, as I was describing my mother, she should be all before. It's a tzura satvila, she'odem tzarech l'davin kash baruch hu kol hayom, that you're a person that you speak to Hashem all day. You're always speaking to Him. V'yochid omar levai, v'yispal adam kol hayom kula. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, halavai, a person should daven the entire day. So there are many explanations. What is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? What do you mean? What about work? What about learning? What does it mean to be davening all day long? It's possible to daven all day. It doesn't mean you're actually davening all day. You have to work and you have to learn. You have to eat and live. What he's saying is, kol hayom kulo yibamahalach shel tefillah. My entire day is a mahalach of tefillah. What does that mean? Mahalach shel vani tefillah. Like David Melch said, vani tefillah. I am davening. I am tefillah. Suas advarim. Shodim lorach kol hayom kulo. Those are familiar with the Bilvay Mishkan Evna, the svarim. All of the Svarim, this is what he talks about over and over. Sha'odom wa'erach kol yom kulo. That throughout the entire day, midar mekash baruch hu b'fiv, speaks to Hashem, mamish. Mishim madreg yoysel yoni yochalasas gzos machshava. Then there are madregas where a person can actually speak to Hashem in his mind. It's not always possible to verbalize. There are madregas, vayt yoysel gavoy yeshkvar mahalach, shal tveikas. Where the person doesn't have to say, is not saying anything. He's just in the place of dveikus, where his entire being is davak to Hashem. There are different madregas. Klaimer, hukamba baiker, you get up in the morning. Miyad mudab rebbein shalom. He's not talking about moida'ani. Everybody says moida'ani. It's kind of grace of chokhmah to say moida'ani. He's not talking about moida'ani. Hukamba baiker, miyad mudab rebbein shalom. And he immediately speaks to rebbein shalom. Vaimalay Bernshlom, hey Arto, you see. Bernshlom, you woke me up. Now, you might think it's your phone, you might think it's your alarm clock. But the one who woke you up, who gave you back your neshama, Bernshlom, you woke me up. Vinny, you come la vaida Yisrael. I'm going to get up to serve you today. Mamish to say these things. And you come la vaida Yisrael. I'm getting up to serve you. And I want to get close to you today. I want to give you nachas ruach today. Zakeini shayom shili eya karoy. Help me. Give me this chus. That it should be a good day. That this day, I should live this day the right way. Use your own imagination. So that's when you get up in the morning. Then you're going to go to daven. So it's not just when you get to shul you're going to say a couple of words. On the way to shul, I'm on my way to daven to you. Help me that I should daven in a way that's proper.
Sha'argish ois chaliyadi mamish. I should feel you next to me, mamish. Shle'achsha machshavazaros. Help me. This is on the way to shul. Help me that I shouldn't have other thoughts when I'm davening. V'chul v'chul. Lacha tefila hu yaitzim v'esek knesses. After davening, you're leaving shul. Yatsi v'dam reversham. Stop for a second. Pause for a second. And speak to Hashem. Rabbi Shalom, help me that I'm walking in the street. Of course, in America, nobody walks. But, except for Shabbos Yontif, or if you live next door to Shul or something. But help me, that I shouldn't be nichshol. I shouldn't chalil see something that I shouldn't be seeing. I shouldn't look at something that's not appropriate. Chadayim. Shegil amokim chefzi maher. Help me, Rabbi Shalom, that I should get to my destination quickly. Ubizman, the right time. Viragua v'loy tarot, and help me that I should be able to get to wherever I'm going to work or to wherever I'm going to school. Help me to get there in a way where I'm calm. I'm not nervous. I'm ragua. Umisyashev lilmoid. So if you have the schus to be sitting and learning, you sit down to learn. Yatsav yadav rabbein shalom. You stop. You pause for a second. You say to Hashem, "I'm hinini ha'ilach l'modes teroschak d'Hashem Yisrael. I'm about to learn your holy Torah." You understand? This is a mahalach of davening. Doesn't mean you're always davening, because the guy gets to work. He's got to work. I mean, you're learning. You're learning. But his whole life is a mahalach of davening. It's a mahalach of tefillah. I'm now going to learn your holy Torah. And the purpose of learning the Torah is to get close to you. The last is to chanachas ruach, and to give you nachas ruach. Zakeini, help me, she'elmed keroi, that I should learn keroi in the right way. The loy mafiyim, and not that nothing should disturb me. Nothing should interrupt me. She'eskel ahovnes mashalom, and Rabbi Shalom, help me to understand all that I'm going to learn now, to understand what I'm learning. V'chulu v'chulu. Bem tzahalimud, in the middle of davening, hunitzkal b'kushya, you come to a certain difficulty, in the middle of learning, you come to a certain difficulty in what you're learning. Menas l'tatzim yochala, you try to understand what you're learning, but you're not able to. Yad sa'atzim yadav rabershlan, you see so many stories of tzaddikim like this, not just by the chassidim. You stop for a second, you talk to Rabbi Shalom. The Yom Ha'Bad Chazanish was famous for that. He would get up and start walking around and davening. He was doing this all the time. The Yom Ha'Bad, I know that my mind, my thoughts, my understanding is in your hands. Whether I'll understand this learning or not. Whether I'll be able to answer this question of the Gemara, Taisa, whatever or not. Oh, no, please, Zakeini lahovenis taros chakadosha. Kachnoga chazanishin, and many, many tzaddikim. Please, Rabbi Shalom, help me to understand. Zua derech l'arach kol hayom. This is a Jewish life. Zua derech l'arach kol hayom. It's a mahalach. It's a tzua sechai. Zua derech l'arach kol hayom. B'chol dovish ha'ayse. And the more a person is Isaac in his birdos, the more this becomes his way of life. Zoderech la'arach kol hayom b'chol dovish ha'ayse ha'ilach v'chulu v'chulu yakdim tefillah k'tzar l'kach. Wherever you're going, whatever you start with a minute, a short tefillah. V'yidam kash baruch b'pashtus, and nothing fancy. Nothing fancy but pashtus. The other day I opened up a sefer. I was looking for something and I found this sefer that I haven't looked at for 40 years. Some old sefer that I have. So I wasn't expecting to see that, and I have good memories of it, and I opened it up, and there was a tzettel that I wrote that fell out from the sefer. I don't know what this little note is, and I opened up this note, and it was a note that I wrote to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wrote him a note. It was asking for Siyata Deshmaya in learning, and I wrote a note that I had inside the sefer for many, many years ago. And I looked at it, and I was smiling, that my handwriting is different over the years, got smaller and smaller over the years. But then when I was reading it, it was so contrived. I was trying to write like Rabbi Yehuda Levi, you know? I wanted to like write like my own page from the Siddur. So I was looking at this, it was like so insincere. I mean, I went to the trouble of writing my own Tefillah to Hashem because I thought that was a good thing to do. And I wrote like in such fancy, you know, Hebrew. I probably like copied some words and from somewhere, I don't know, you know, but I wrote like very fancy. And I was looking at this and I was thinking, Rosh Hashem, if anything, I feel happy that over the years I've become simpler than that. I was having a conversation with somebody who likes to say of all kinds of fancy tires and so on. He was very nice, and he's a terrific guy. And he was saying, he said to me, this goes back a couple months ago, he was saying to me, you know, Rebbe, I listened to tapes of yours from 20, 30 years ago, and I miss a little bit, like, you know, you had all these, the binyanim and the maharals and svasemeses, and you said all kinds of fancy things with more gematrias and Rosh Tevis. And he was saying this to me, like, maybe you could do a little bit, come back to that. And I said to him, yeah, I know, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so much happier the way that it is now. I'm so much happier. And he said, what? I said, I give you a bracha, you shouldn't take so long to get to this. those years of thinking that I'm a little ravutne or something, and that I'm going to try to dazzle people with some fancy things. But pshitas mamash, to try to go with pshitas mamash, simple. Simple. You talk to Jews, and Jews are hurting a lot. And if your kid is hurting, if your best friend is hurting, can you say something fancy? I'm not saying there's not a time for the fancy stuff. And I like that too, and I learn a lot of these things too. There's a time for everything. And the Ikir Inyan, the Tzaddikim said before Mashiach comes, the Ikir Inyan before Mashiach comes is Chizik, is Chaskis, Pshitus, Tmimus, is the Ikir Inyan. And it took a lot of years of learning Rabbi Nachman and other Svarim HaKadoshim for me to realize that's the Ikir Mavukash of a Jew in this world, is the Pshitus and the Tmimus. I mess up a lot, but that's the Ikir Mavukash of a Jew in this world. Is the Pshitas and the Tmimus. How does a person walk out from Mashiach? Does a person walk out from Mashiach saying, wow, that was so impressive? Or does a person walk out from Mashiach saying, I want to do better today? I want to do better. I want to give Nachas Shuvah. That's the ikka in this world. That's the whole tachas of being in this world. You dive on Kishbo from the pashtas. To speak to Kishbo from the pashtas. The pashtas. Mamas kadabi isha reheyu. Yaskal ha-meivin v'yachiv ha-dvarim kalach lafi seyda yoymai. Kol yom v'yomai. Each person according to his day and her day. What you go through in the day. But The main thing is it should be a mahalach of davening. A mahalach of davening. Yikash ha'atzmai de diburim elu, kol hayom kulu l'bari olam. Yikash ha'atzmai de diburim elu, kol hayom kulu l'bari olam. And that means that through living this way, the entire day, you're in a mitzias of anitvila. Even when you're doing your work and you're studying whatever your school, you're in a mitzias of kol hayam kuloi bari olam. You're in a mahalach of the bari olam. You're in a mahalach of tefillah. And tzarich lo lasiach das mizeh la'or kol yom, and not to forget this the entire day. Again, he's not saying, he's making it very clear. It doesn't mean you should be davening all day. You have to do stuff, but there's a makif, there's a panimi. So the makif, it hovers over you. Panimi is when you're actually saying the words. But then even when you're not saying the words, if you live this kind of a life, that's a makif. That presence is a makif. It's a makif. You feel it surrounding you. You feel it surrounding you. My mother, she's like, sometimes I call my mother. So it's hard to know exactly. She davenes also a lot for a long time. In the morning, she says, oh, davening, tell him a lot of things. And so I call her, and she picks up the phone, and she says, excuse me. And then she says, Maish? I said, yeah. And I said, who's there? She says, no, I was just davening. She said, she was saying, excuse me, Dasha. She says, excuse me. I think it sounds like there's somebody that's there with her. She says, excuse me. It's not, you can't make something like that up. It's just that's a chush, it's a hergish a Jew has. This is now a very hard thing to hold on to. But this is what davening really is about. In the beginning, when you begin to work on this, you forget a lot. It's you got to get used to it. It takes time. But by doing it a lot, it becomes second nature. This becomes second nature. Slowly it becomes davar tivi. That throughout the day, Chavetz Chaim, all day long, the Davar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sunakuda ma'oid yisaidis. Three ma'oids. Did you ever see that? Three ma'oids. Ma'od yisodit. This is very, very, very basic. Bekinyan hakir v'hamitis l'kadosh baruch. Bekinyan hakir v'hamitis l'kadosh baruch to acquire true closeness to Hashem. Bekinyan hakir v'hamitis l'kadosh baruch. Mitzarech l'esakesh alkach b'chol mechir. And you have to be stubborn to work on this at any cost. No, it's not to let go of this. This is the work we got to do. Can move from hadraga, obviously. Sibislach, over time. I will lola sir das mizaklal, but not to drop this, not to make this just the project for the week. This is a life's Indian. This is how a Jew lives. It's not like Shmir Saloshan time or bracha time, whatever it is. It's all good stuff, but this is tzur sachai. It's how a Jew lives. When it comes to breathing, it's not something you have breath of the week or breath for the day. That's how you live. You live with breathing. And if the breathing is not going, this is not good. It means you're not really alive. Chas v'shalom, if you're not breathing. You don't just have every now and then a breath. That's how you live. You breathe. A person who's alive breathes. When David said Vani Tfila, he's saying that davening the Inin of Hashem Yisbarach is not something that you do, or it's a project for a day or a week or something. It's breathing. It's Vani Tfila. That's what it means. That's what it means to live as a Jew. Our Lord says that's mizeklal. Ulemavak shei emes yera Hashemus aderech emes. The kudon esefes yisaidis ma'id. Another basic point. The person has to pour his entire heart out to Hashem. Not just I don't want to upset anybody because some people really hate math. So but you remember that when we used to have these math tests. So the teacher, one of the things was when you had a test, that the teacher wanted to see the mahalach of how you got to the answer, right? You know what I'm talking about.
You have to show your work.
You have to show the work of how you got, not just to say the maskana, you have to show the work of how you got to the maskana. That's very, very important. How did you get to that maskana? And when it came to math, if you had a normal teacher, I mean, every now and then such a thing could happen. If you had a normal teacher, even if the maskana was off, but if you could show that the work was good, and there was a little bit of a toast that you made, but the work was good work. You had a mahalach. It didn't work out to the maskana. You know, it didn't work out the maskana. So then you get credit. You get credit for that. Why not? The work was good work. The maskana didn't come out. But the work was good work. So when it comes to davening, the Marshan doesn't only want for a person to think over something and to say, ah, this is what I need, or this is what I want to talk about. He wants you to show the work. How you got there. How you got there. You see, we don't have that pleasure in the Siddur. When you're reading Ashrei, you don't know how Dovid HaMelech got to that. Like, how did he get to that? It's really nice stuff. How did you get to that? Ashrei Yeshrei Masechet Lechav B'chol Yomav. How did you get to that? The Baruch Hu wants to see our work. And that's a big part of his Baruch. The work till you got there. This upsets me. This worries me. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know how to say anything to you. I feel weird talking to you about this. I don't think I can do this again. Why do you seem to be ignoring me? Not just the work of how you got there. You know, you go to a chasana, especially if it's a fancy, expensive chasana. Lawline. You go to a chasana, I mean, it should only be simchas. I don't mean lower lane on simchas. I just mean there's people should throw out money on Nairishkeit. You go to a chasana, and you see, like, you come there, and they got the kala sitting on the chair, right? They got it, like, the queen over there sitting on the chair, and the chasana's by the chasana's tish. Do you know what went on that day until it came out to that? You want to really know? Girls, this for you. Ask the makeup lady. She knows very good what was going on that day. One of the nicest things that we had, Baruch Hashem, I have six girls who made chasnas and my daughters, and the makeup lady, these ladies mostly characters. So this lady always, maybe she was just saying she was part of her business, but she was always saying to my wife and to the girls that, she says, the Weinberger girls, you're unbelievable, you talk nice, because you get, on the day of the chasen, you get very, very nervous. She says, you wouldn't believe how people yell at me, and the things that people say, and the kind of abuse that I get. Mom, she says, you get abuse. Until that sweet little Kyle is sitting on her throne, and goes and smiles, oh, and there's a shamba, you, and there's a shamba. She's giving brooks, they're like, ooh, what was going on? Wow. What was going on? If they could have that like in a virtual reality show, the Frum Kala, not at 6 o'clock, but at 8 o'clock in the morning, just take a look how she looked at 8 o'clock in the morning before the makeup lady, and then all the stuff that went on, and how she was talking to her mama, who's making her this chasna for $100,000 without derech eretz. I'm not talking chalil about everybody, a couple here and there. And then it comes to the chasna, zitzt, everything is beautiful. It looks like they walked out of the car. She walked out with her gown into the car. And they out of the car, into the hall. That's where she came. She sat down to give him a kabbal pun. There was a lot of work until you got to the maskana. You understand? It's a lot of work until you got to the maskana. And the marshal wants the work. Once you show the work, I mean, the stuff that's not so pretty, the stuff that's not so so nice, he wants us to show him the work. It's a big thing. He wants us to show him the work, how we work hard to be Jews, to come to him. Even though a lot of it's ugly, even though a lot of it doesn't look so nice, even though a lot of it is like really embarrassing. But he wants us to show the work. Not just the maskana. That you know, when you get there, to show the work. His
Spartacus is all about that. About the work. Which we don't know from the Tzaddikim, the Chavetz Chaim and the Baal Shem Tov. We don't know about the work. Hashem wants to know our work. No, he wants us to talk to him about the work. Davening is called Avodah Shebelev. He wants us to know, to come to him and with the work. Adam tzarich l'saper kadosh baruch hu hakol. Therefore, you tell everything. B'tchilo chashavti kach. You don't just say what the end of maskana. You say, this is what I first thought. You talk about your havaminas. You talk about your silliness, about your craziness, about your immaturity. B'tchilo chashavti kach. B'nei kach v'kach. And you see, v'zal hitzliach, and I tried, and it didn't work. And you talk about your failures. Can you imagine? You go for an interview in some big fancy firm, and you're sitting there with the boss, with this chosh of a boss, and your whole life you think depends on this boss. And the boss says to you something like, "Well, tell me a little bit about yourself." And you start to talk about how you messed up everything until now. I'm hoping now it'll be good, but I got to tell you, until now it was a big mess. They have a whole thing. They train people how to interview. Mm-hmm. You got to talk to the guy. You have to, first of all, the first thing to know is that the guy that you're talking to is a much bigger mess than you are. That's Aleph. But you don't come there talking about your problems. The guy says to you, like they'll ask you these usual questions, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? In your chair. No, seriously. Divorced. Disowning my kids because I can't. I'm having a hard time with them. Nobody, you put your best foot forward. Your best, you talk about maskanas. The Rosh doesn't go for that. The Rosh wants you to talk to him about the whole inyan, the whole malacha of who you are, and not to hide, about your failures. And I wanted to change. I was hoping to change and do like this. And I failed. I didn't. All of the things that you were thinking about, all the things that you were feeling, the temptations, the tests, the ones you pass, the ones you fail, your sveikas. And how you don't know what to do, you can't make up your mind, you have to make decisions. I don't know, this I have this choice, I have this choice, I have that choice, I don't know what to do. Everything. Bring Hashem in. But psichus yaseva, open. The like kol ma'atzar shall bush with any embarrassment or shame. Kosh la'az b'yazoysi yaseva. Kosh says it's hard to explain this more. But the ikur is to grab onto this nakuda that we're learning right now. To bring Hashem into everything in your life. Kol ha-machshavas, the thoughts, kol ha-argoshes, feelings, but kol ma-sha'ir ha-odam ha-chayim, everything you're going through in life. Kol ha-mitach pshitus v'tivius, pshitus and tivius, not fancy, not contrived, not to want to sound a certain way to Hashem. Tivius, natural. Kedav Yisra Reyu Mamish. Shemeshatif Oyseb Meshaivra Lov Yesu Al Kain. Im Nechse Nekuda Zu. If this Nekuda is missing in your life, Chose Beshitif HaPnimi HaNefesh Shemakadosh Baruch Hu Tzarech Litpais Toibis HaNekuda Im Loi Chose Baimek Nekuda Zeis Gashmus. Then it means that there's something that's wrong with your Kesher, with Hashem, with His Gashmus. There's something that's not there in His Gashmus that needs to be in His Gashmus. And the parenthesis, he goes into this just a little bit. Bez Hashem, next Thursday we'll finish Eis Ches, and I hope to give out the Svarim that we have a limited amount of Svarim. I don't know how to get more of them. Use your, some of you have better breadth of connections. I shouldn't say better, I didn't really make, I didn't make calls to sell or anything, but I have a bunch that, that I believe you picked up for us, but I only have like 12 of them, so we might have to do some photostatting, but I'll leave up the copy. You'll figure out how to get some more Svarim Mitzvah. They must be around someplace, and we'll get some more, but hopefully I'll give them out next week.
Okay, well, sure.